This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed till tomorrow. All-party meeting called by Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichanan discusses ending the ongoing political deadlock and fostering cooperation among political parties. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 7 individuals including Mayor of Birganj Metropolitan City Rajeshman Singh. Statistics shows number of brain tumors patients increasing in Nepal, and at least 32 people dead after major earthquake strikes southern Philippines. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned until tomorrow. The meeting of the lower house of the federal parliament, which had earlier been suspended for 15 minutes today, could not resume at the scheduled time due to special circumstances. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial subsequently announced that the meeting had been adjourned and would convene again at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Earlier, lawmakers from opposition parties in today's meeting of the House of Representatives objected to remarks made by Prime Minister Balendra Shah on border issues between Nepal and India in Parliament recently. They raised this issue and stood up to express their protest. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial subsequently allowed them time to express their concerns. The disgruntled parliamentarians also demanded that the Prime Minister Shah's remarks relating to the Nepal-India border issue be removed from the parliamentary record. Today's meeting of the lower house began 2 hours later than scheduled. During the meeting, lawmakers from opposition parties, including main opposition Nepali Congress, also raised concerns over reports of alleged irregularities in vehicle imports from China. They referred to media reports claiming that changes in tax rates and customs procedures had facilitated such irregularities and action against those found responsible. An all-party meeting convened has ended without reaching a conclusion. According to RSP General Secretary Kavinder Burla Koti, the meeting held today at the Public Accounts Committee Hall in Simhadarbar at the call of Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichanan discussed ending the ongoing political deadlock, ensuring the smooth functioning of Parliament and fostering cooperation among political parties in the national interest. Burla Koti said discussions were also held on the possibility of Foreign Minister Shir Kanal addressing Parliament on broader diplomatic issues as matters related to the Nepal-India border dispute fall under the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the meeting, CPNUML Chief Whip Ayn Mohar called for Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement on territorial encroachment to be removed from the parliamentary record. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Rajendra Prasad Lingden urged restraint in public remarks on diplomatic matters. A corruption case has been filed against 7 individuals including Mayor of Birganj Metropolitan City Rajeshman Singh in Parsa District. According to the spokesperson of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA, Suresh Nyopane, those charged include Singh, former Ward Secretary of Ward No. 3 of Birganj Metropolitan City, Bhikari Rai, former Ward Member and Acting Chairperson Tufail Akhtar Thakurai and former Administrative Officer of the Parsa District Administrative Office Sard Kumar Pokhrel. The case has also been filed against Pushkar Rana and Parsuram Pokhrel, who served as Coordinator and Member respectively of a Home Ministry Investigation Committee, as well as Rita Bhattraya, resident of Ward No. 10 of Indravati Rural Municipality. According to the Commission, the accused allegedly prepared false documents and altered official records while issuing birth registration and citizenship certificates. A charge sheet was filed at the Special Court on Monday seeking imprisonment and fines under the Corruption Prevention Act 2002. The number of brain tumor patients in Nepal is on the rise, with a notable increase in cases this year compared to the previous year. Dr. Rajiv Jha, founder president of the National Brain Tumor Center, shared that data from over 20 neuro centers indicates that 3,000 brain tumor surgeries were performed in the year 2025, up from 2,600 in 2024. The statistics reveal a slight gender disparity, with 1,502 males and 1,498 females undergoing surgery. The majority of patients fall within the age range of 30 to 50 years, and Bagmati province accounts for 36.4% for the surgeries. Dr. Jha said early stage brain tumors can often be treated with surgery, while advanced cases require additional therapies. He noted a rise in high-grade gliomas and meningiomas and said Peer Hospital has been providing free brain tumor surgeries for the past 2 years. The day aims to raise awareness of early detection and reduce the diagnosis gap. British Ambassador to Nepal Rob Finn described Nepal as a living laboratory for climate adaptation and innovation. The British envoy made the remarks at a gathering of the stakeholders working for climate action in Kathmandu on Monday. The meeting focused on climate resilience and food security, with officials stressing locally tailored adaptation measures and innovation to address climate-related disasters. The EIMF has completed its final review under Nepal's extended credit facility program, approving about $42.9 million in assistance. The IMF said Nepal made significant progress in structural reforms and governance and projected economic growth of 3% for fiscal year 2025-26. This news comes straight from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14## डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Dr. Dilli Raman Regmi National Peace Award 2082 has been jointly awarded to senior physicians Dr. Gauri Shankar Lal Das and Dr. Ram Prasad Pokhrel, while the International Peace Award 2026 was presented to Korea International Cooperation Agency. The awards were presented in Kathmandu on Monday. Dr. Das and Dr. Pokhrel were honored for their long-standing contributions to Nepal's health sector. Now a sports update. Nepal has won the Asian Games men's cricket qualifier by defeating Hong Kong in the final via the TLS method. At the Singapore National Cricket Ground today, Nepal was chasing 189 and had reached 114 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in 11.3 overs when rain stopped play. Nepal was declared winner by 19 runs under TLS method. Earlier, Hong Kong scored 188 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 7 wickets. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 32 people have died after a magnitude of 7.8 earthquake struck off the coast of Mindanao Island in the southern Philippines, officials say. According to the BBC, the quake hit at 7:37 local time on Monday, triggering tsunami alerts in the Philippines, Indonesia, Japan and Australia. Some of those were cancelled hours later. Authorities have said more than 100 people have been injured across several provinces, almost 24 are missing and 10,000 residents have been preemptively evacuated. Iran has announced that it will stop striking Israel after the country's exchange fire for the first time since April. According to the BBC, it comes after Donald Trump tells Iran and Israel to stop shooting and said the two countries were looking to do an immediate ceasefire. But a statement from the Iran's top military command headquarters warns that it will carry out a more severe response if Israel continues striking southern Lebanon. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi province and the Himalayan region of the country, partly cloudy over Madhes province and the hilly region of the country, while mainly fair over the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi province and at one or two places in Madhes province, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Hot day are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting postponed till tomorrow. All-party meeting called by Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamithani discusses ending the ongoing political deadlock and fostering cooperation among political parties. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against seven individuals including Mayor of Birganj Metropolitan City Rajesh Man Singh. Statistics shows number of brain tumor patients increasing in Nepal and at least 32 people dead after major earthquake strikes southern Philippines. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.